Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Thanks for staying with us on Kaya Biz. Now, Capitec Bank Holdings has reported a 26% rise in headline earnings. Their CEO, Graham Lee, joins me now. Thank you so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Just before we get into the earnings, can I ask you to take us through the operating environment for the year ending 31 August?
Good evening. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. If you look at the operating environment, there's some mixed messages. There's some mixed signals, certainly in a number of key areas, such as availability of electricity. From an inflation perspective, from an interest rate perspective, it's a lot better than the first half last year. But we are starting to also see some of the impact of the international trade politics play out with some increased retrenchments in certain industries. So it's a bit of a mixed bag. One of the things, though, that we are positive about is the continued work between government and business to improve various different aspects of our economy. And I find that very positive.
Okay, let's get into those earnings then. A total of 25 million active clients, up 8%. What's driving that growth?
What's driving that growth at the core is our company culture of always focusing on the client first and making sure that we understand the local relevance in every part of the country of what our clients need, and then designing solutions for those clients. So that's something that we pay a lot of attention to. Mm-hmm. If you look overall, though, it's not just about the growth in client numbers in totality. There are also a lot of more exciting segments that are growing even faster. For example, youth is growing very strongly. There is steep growth amongst higher income earners. And particularly if you look at the clients who use us every day on the app, who are fully banked with us, that's growing even more steeply.
Mm-hmm. Headline earnings, 8 billion rand, operating profit before tax increasing by 26% to 10.472 billion rand. I'm sure you must be very happy with those numbers.
Yeah, I think that everybody at Capitec, every single one of our employees puts in an immense amount of effort to do their best. And this is the result of all of their work. So, yes, we are proud of that.
Mm-hmm. And then obviously that follows then that your interim ordinary dividends increasing to show that happiness by 26%.
Yes, we continue to distribute as we have done in the past. And, you know, that's on the back of growth in every single part of our business. Mm-hmm. So it's not just one area that's doing well. We have improved our net interest income. The credit book has grown, and it's grown in a very healthy and safe manner. In terms of our non-interest income, both our Transact franchise and value-added services and the new digital products, as well as Capitec Connect and Insurance, continue also to do very well.
Mm-hmm. Let's go look at when it comes to loans and what's happening there in credit. Loan sales disbursement increased, applications up 40%, credit loss ratios remaining stable, and a 9.5% decrease in rolls into default. Can you just give us some more insight into that?
Certainly. So the growth in our credit book of 7.8 billion doesn't come because we have opened up the taps or increased our risk appetite at all. We kept our risk appetite stable, and because of that, we have a stable approval rate.
Mm-hmm.
The improvement comes from our ability to use our data to better manage the book we have, and you see that in the decrease in rolls. It is about understanding our clients better and providing them with better solutions, which brings those rolls down and increases the health of the book. In addition, it allows us to make personalized offers to our clients through all of our channels and increase our distribution, and it's that which is driving the growth.
Mm-hmm. Graham, earlier you spoke about the excitement around young people using Capitec. Your fintech segment nearly doubled income, and I'm assuming that there's some kind of a link there. How do you see its contribution evolving, say, over the next 3 years?
So you're right in the sense that young clients do use our digital offerings more extensively than older clients. And one of our greatest opportunities for the future is to keep those young clients who've joined us and to continue to grow with them as their needs evolved. That's a big part of our future. In terms of the products that they use, the digital products, the value-added services, as well as Capitec Connect, which has seen really strong uptake and very good sentiment, there is many opportunities to not just use it as a driver of revenue growth, but to really create value for our clients, to use our scale and the economies that we get from that scale to reduce data prices and to give back more in data rewards to our clients.
Okay, so I want to stay with that. How are you looking at addressing rising costs of tech as well as IT salaries if you're growing in that significant manner when it comes to digital to ensure that that growth is sustainable in the future?
So we continue to invest very heavily in technology, and our strong financial position puts us in a position that we're able to make that investment. That investment continues to repay itself many times over. We're able to protect our clients better, which is the most valuable use of all technologies. It makes our systems much more stable, and it enables us to design client experiences that are relevant for most South Africans. That only comes through our investment in technology.
I'm glad you brought up keeping your clients safe because with the rise of the use of online, you've also spoken those results about your fraud task force efforts and how it saw over 200 million rand saved for clients. If you could just give us insight into that, and how you're looking at cybersecurity going forward, knowing that there is that growth and there are also a proliferation of scammers always trying to steal people's hard-earned money.
Certainly. The battle against crime, and particularly cybercrime of all types, is one of our most important responsibilities. It is a constant war of multiple battles. We are making very significant progress, and because of the investments we've made, both in the expertise that we have, as well as the technologies we've used, we continue to reduce our client losses by quite significantly more than the industry. But that will never stop because the criminals continue to evolve also.
So if we're going back to the results and the numbers there, if you can take us through what specific measures are being taken to address the rising credit impairment charges and also stabilize the credit loss ratio.
Sure. So it's really important to understand that in South Africa, our credit loss ratio has actually stayed stable, and in actual fact, is exactly where we wanted it to be. The reason why, as a group, the CLR has increased is really AvaFin in Europe, and particularly because we're comparing 6 months of this financial year with 4 months of next financial year. If you exclude AvaFin, actually the CLR for Capitec has come down. If you look at now split it up into personal banking, our CLR has come down, and the credit book that we're granting is very healthy. There is absolutely no cause for concern there. It's precisely where we want it to be. And then from a business bank perspective, that you also need to break up into two different parts. There is the more traditional, secured, intuitive credit, and for that, our credit loss ratio is stable. And then there are the new lending that we're doing. Self-help, for example, the overdraft on app that we've just launched, that is unsecured. And that comes in closer to a credit loss ratio for our personal bank. But we know that. That's our strategy, and we price for it. So the different books, the CLR is stable, but as the mix changes in business bank, you can expect that to creep up slightly. But no cause for concern at all, and it's not actually increasing in South Africa.
Okay, you spoke about your business banking division there. That's growing with headline earnings for business banking, growing by about 14% to 402 million rand. Give us some more insight into that.
That's also on the back of really strong client growth. So if you look at the number of core business banking clients that we have, global biz clients, they've gone up by 57%. We now have 182,000 active business clients. And on top of that, we're now beyond 85,000 active merchants. So it's really that client growth which is driving the earnings numbers. We've also had good performance on the credit side, both in terms of the quality of the book, which I've already talked about, but also the growth in gross loans. That's up 23% to 26 billion rand.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons that we're, well, there's three reasons, I think, that businesses are coming to Capitec. There's three things that businesses tell us that they're looking for. One is really excellent service, in which we apply our minds to understand the business and give them the respect that they deserve. The second is simple to understand, low fees. And what we've done in terms of simplifying our fees and most importantly, making them exactly the same as the personal bank, that's saved a lot. And in actual fact, 97 million rand has been given back to our business bank clients through fee reductions. And then the last element is credit. People need finance in order to grow their businesses, and our ability to make decisions quickly, make the right decisions quickly, means that our customers get better service and better access to finance.
Yeah. Graham, if we're speaking about Capitec, I'm sure a lot of our listeners and I often think of the South African business. You spoke earlier on about Avafin. If you can take us through what your ambitions are internationally, perhaps expanding your international lending footprint.
Sure. So we are right at the very beginning of our
Okay.
international journey. We have taken a small step with Avafin. Avafin is an online consumer lender that operates in five countries. Those are the five countries it was operating in when we bought it. And in the near term, we are not looking to expand on that number of countries. Rather, with Avafin, the focus of that really excellent management team is on improving the credit offer, improving the quality of the credit book, following some parts of the Capitec story in terms of taking loans longer term and reducing prices to gain higher quality clients, but also really improving the credit operations. And because of that, we're starting to see an increase in active clients in Avafin, and we advanced 303 million euros worth of loans. But that's only one part of the picture. Myself and the management team are now, for the first time, really considering what our international vision should be. And we're starting to craft the strategy for Capitec as a global organization. But it's very early to talk about that. The reason that we have in the presentation is we wanted to make it clear to everybody that that is something that we're now considering. But we're just crafting the strategy of a long-term vision. We're a long way from executing that.
Okay, if you're speaking about long-term vision, what's your future outlook like?
We're very positive about our future. We're very positive about South Africa's future and the role that we play in making a meaningful difference in helping South Africa to grow.
Okay, Graham Lee, CEO of Capitec Bank, thank you so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening and joining us there to take us through the headline earnings, a little bit of their plans internationally and locally, speaking about the impairments as well. Really appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, when we come back, we'll be speaking to Kagiso Lebete, Senior Employee Relations Specialist, and we're going to be finding out why it's becoming easier for employees to be dismissed in South Africa. Do stay with us on Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.